if your 8-year-old you could walk right up to you and ask you one question, just one question, what do you think he would say?
Do you ever play anymore?
Come out and play for a change. Welcome to Playing for a Change. This is your host, Brandy Heather. This podcast is dedicated to navigating life's messiness and unpredictability, where we use play as a catalyst for change and connection. Come on in. This playground is for everyone.
Today on the playground, we're going to talk about playing to your strengths and how finding your strength and the strength of your team can change your performance and your profit. We're going to talk about the business of play. Many, many times people question how it's possible to even start this conversation with businesses and organizations whose core values are centered on production and shareholders and profit. Ask someone you know to describe the parts of their work that feel like play. Just as a reminder, this is when we feel capable, free to decide, change directions, open to the possibility of new things, new ideas, and where we feel authentic. The answer for many is that work is not for play. See, play is that kind of risk and hard work for many people. They have to climb over a whole mountain of guilt and judgment and shame and long-held beliefs about productivity and the seriousness of work in order to even imagine that play could drive change. But what if we considered the unquote soft skills that drive innovation and productivity? And what if we said that play is actually the catalyst not only to igniting these skills, but to developing them and growing them? Play moves us to change, and one of the ways we can use play is to ignite it as a way to look at the perspective of others, how we see ourselves, our abilities, and the opportunities to use our unique skills and strengths. This is where I believe we need to go backwards to go forwards. We're often talking about ways in which we progress and move forward and advance without considering that there are skills left uncovered every time we move forward, without consideration of where people have been or where they come from. Research states that teams that operate in an inclusive culture outperform their peers by a staggering 80%. Inclusion and employee engagement has a direct impact on the most concrete element of all, our business results. Why is that? Because inclusive cultures are what lay down the smooth and solid foundation for innovation. But how do we get from play to inclusion to performance? Through trust. The answer lies in creating a sense of psychological safety. In a Google-led study called Project Aristotle, the giant of the internet found that psychological safety, or the ability for team members to feel safe and vulnerable in front of each other, was the number one factor that drove the success of its most successful teams. But go back to the playground for a moment. Fort building. How many did it? My favorite was couch cushions and blankets. In fact, my favorite was my grandparents had the best sectional. It was orange and picky, like it was made from wool. Non-functional for sitting on, but best for forts. The key was that this awful material didn't slip, so you could put the cushions just so, and they would hold. The other great thing was this couch was in the basement, so no adults could watch. So I could create these forts with everything in the basement I could find. My grandfather's shoehorn that looked like a horse, and blankets and sheets from the spare room. The fort would collapse, and I would stand it up with stand-up ashtrays and the broom from the laundry room. And the best was once it was all done, to just lay on your back inside. Oh, the freedom. It was mine. It was hidden, and it was an escape. But the next great fort-building thing was touring someone through the fort, showing off what you had built and all the nuances of the space, sharing your creation with someone who you could see or connect to your vision. Here's my bedroom, and this is the kitchen where the sun comes through, and this is the secret exit in case of intruders. But don't go out that one unless it's an emergency. It hasn't been well tested. I could often be found at the end of the night asleep in my personal cave. The next day the phone would ring and it would be my grandfather wondering where his shoehorn was because he was late for work or wondering where his plastic flamingos had gone from the yard. I don't think it was play for him. But these forts, they come in all shapes and sizes and they provided this safety net. People still build them all the time. They just don't realize it. And it is what good companies create for their workers. A place to feel safe, heard, and included. To build spaces where everyone is allowed to build and create and fail. To bring all of their different materials, life experiences, beliefs, values, and skills to a space. And to build in a way that is for them and others. People are driven to belong and be a part of something. But building empathic connections to the different way that we build our forts comes first in seeing that every great fort is great, because fort building is personal. When we can help organizations to see that in play we have great strength, ideas, and purpose, then we can dig into reasons why and how your organization deals with things like change management, performance evaluation, communication, productivity, engagement, mental and physical health, inclusion, loyalty, retention, and so many others. And once we can recognize and reconstruct those foundational pieces, then we can construct a business that grows and survives and thrives sustainably. Play disrupts our standardized way of looking at the world, and it invites us to change without shaming people. A business that can play in both challenging times and success will succeed because they have built and learned fundamentally that new solutions, ways of doing things and engaging come from a fundamental trust and a vulnerability to be wrong, to do it in a way no one has considered, and build it with materials no one has brought to the table yet. You see, without a diversity of people, perspectives, and skills, we stay relatively stagnant. We manage change instead of breaking out of set traditions and patterns. We start building trust because without trust, there is not safety. And without safety, there is not play. And without play, there is not creativity and innovation. If we don't have that, we will build all kinds of forts to protect ourselves and to keep others out. And we will hide versus being so excited to invite others in to play. We need to find out about the people we work with and for so that we know their fort building stories, because that is where we will find some of their greatest strengths and skills. Brené Brown says, "You can't ever do anything brave if you're wearing the straitjacket of what will people think?" The head of industry at Google says, "There is no team without trust." He knows the results of the tech giant's massive 2-year study on team performance, which revealed that the highest performing teams have one thing in common: psychological safety, the belief that you won't be punished when you make a mistake. Studies show that psychological safety allows for moderate risk-taking, speaking your mind, creativity, and sticking your neck out without fear of having it cut off. Just the types of behavior that lead to market breakthroughs. But this does not come naturally. There is a process for learning how to use play as a path to performance and trust. We move people from, "Why would you build a fort like that?" to, "Why would you build a fort like that?" In play, we can move from shame and blame to curiosity and discovery. Let's look at an example in business. A company has 50 employees and has every employee complete a mandatory diversity and inclusion training module and in-person training. Employees are paid for the time and return to work the following day. Nothing changes. 2 weeks later, no measurable change in engagement, connection. No one talks about what they learned or how they can apply it in their job, but they've now been trained. But trained for what? How many people have done this? Ever taken a training course and returned to work on Monday with no new skills, thoughts, or ways of doing things, knowing, or leading? If you want to lead in organizations where employees feel engaged and included, motivated, and driven to use their unique skills and talents to drive performance, then you need to know their play. There is no fast food fix 4-step process that will get you there. It's not just a checkbox on an application for funding or government approval. A diverse workforce that connects in play will include and perform. After play, they will engage differently, look at their work from a different perspective, and be curious about ways to make change from the inside of your organization to your customers and consumers. If you want to change direction, put down the walls and find the unique and often hidden strengths of your organization. Business is not predictable and consistent. Play is practice for risk and reality. Someone said to me today, I'm always thinking I should be doing something else when I'm in play. And I said, then you're not in play. You are doing something that is captivating your time, but not your heart. You see, when we play, we're enraptured by it. Even if it's just for a second, we get lost in what we're doing. If you are a fort builder, share it. If you are a collector, tell people how much you love it. If you are a painter, show the world. Ken Robinson said, "You are in your element when you combine something you love to do with something that you are good at. Take the time to find these, and now play will be powerful beyond measure." Play will reveal both your company's underlying challenges, the unspoken and unwritten rules, and the talents of the people you work with and for. How you use it to improve performance and profit, that is the skill. Ken Robinson says, real creativity comes about through hard work and through application, but not the sort of application that kills the imagination, but the kind of work that encourages it. It's a mixture of those two things, of bringing it together. It's a skilled process. That's all from me on the playground today. Thanks for playing. This playground is for everyone.
If your 8-year-old you could walk right up to you and ask you one question, just one question, what do you think he would say? Do you ever